Welcome to the Patient Experience Podcast. I'm John Cook, Chief Line Officer with Professional Recovery Consultants, and I have the honor of hosting this podcast. We will be discussing patient experience and its importance to healthcare providers, to patients, and to family members. We'll be doing a host of interviews with different professionals from the healthcare arena, healthcare administrators, nurses, nursing directors, front-end people, the entire healthcare team, to talk about how important this is and what they are doing in their particular institution. Today I'm talking with Charlene Lynch, System-Wide Access Director with Cone Health in Greensboro. We're going to talk about the patient experience at the first encounter. Charlene and I have worked together many years on projects, both having I'm not going to say how many years in healthcare, but quite a few years in healthcare and worked together many of those years. Charlene has recently implemented a new pre-service center at Cone Health. Share with me and our listeners about your inception of the pre-service center at Cone Health.
Okay. I came to Cone Health System in 2013, and at that time, they were working with a consultant group, and they had recommended our putting into our processes a pre-service center. So we began looking at all the areas where the functionality of registration or pre-registration was happening, also the insurance verification, and the triaging of authorizations. So learning where that was decentralized throughout the throughout all of Cone Health System, we determined that we would improve our process by centralizing that. And our goal in doing this was to actually reduce authorization denials and increase our upfront point of service collections. So we created a department that handled high dollar ancillaries, outpatient and inpatient services. And then it was determined later in this process that our notice of admissions process was an area where we had lots of denials. So we carved out that process, still being within our pre-service center, but having folks that completely focused on ensuring that our notice of admissions were done. And again, that just became part of that functionality in the pre-service center.
Charlene, this was a completely different direction for Cone Health, wasn't it?
Absolutely. At that time, they were just completing insurance verification and notices of admission. So by focusing on the scheduled services, we began being proactive rather than reactive.
Right, right.
Our patients are now provided benefit education, and we're able to have this conversation and prepare the patients on how this may impact them financially.
Right, right. And I think the fact that you can educate your patient on their benefits, I'll be honest with you, patients do not understand their benefits. And with the health insurance, the Affordable Care Act, I think people initially were buying insurance. It's like, hey, I've got insurance, and I'm paying only $125 a month. But they tend to forget they have a $10,000 deductible. And when the patient understands that and understands that, yeah, there's probably going to be more money coming out of pocket, if you're able to share that with them and get that knowledge to them, I think that alone is a key in patient experience. Would you agree that this has made a difference in patient experience?
Absolutely. And when we look at our process and point of service collection being part of that, it goes much further than we're wanting to collect up front. It's truly providing that education, like stated, right, to our patient population. A lot of folks have no idea how this could impact them financially. So they're able to think about, how am I going to be able to pay for this?
I consulted with a hospital about the pre-encounter experience, and I said, you know, what is your overall goal? Do you want to increase patient experience? Yes. Do you want to collect money up front? No, not really. I said, then what is the other piece of this? They said, mainly to educate them that 4 to 6 weeks after they're discharged from the hospital, they're going to get a bill for this amount. So you're preparing them almost mentally and financially to be able to take care of that. What would you say is your greatest success here, Charlene, in doing the pre-service center? What do you think was your greatest success?
We have been able to successfully reduce our authorization denials. So this has impacted the facilities financially. We've increased our financial standing. So we also, I think, it's a big success, and we're not just in the pre-service center, but one of the processes what we put into place was bedside registration.
Yeah.
This was a huge win for us. And being able to check the patients into the ED, and then after they've been treated by their physician, and we then go in and complete the full registration. But at that time, too, now we have an opportunity to discuss, you know, their benefits for the ED and do point of service collections at that point. So, and it also took us working with our HR departments in both the pre-service center and HR to say, what is the skill set of the person that does this role? It's changed from what we had typically thought about a person in the registrar position. We're really asking that person to be well-rounded, understanding patient experience, and being able to do the revenue cycle function during that patient's actual length of stay.
Yeah.
So we were able to get some work with HR, put the right skill sets in place, and now have been able to reduce our turnover rate because of this.
Right, right. And that's I just want to say, you folks at Cone are the model that other hospitals are looking at. And I know you have spoken at different events. Matter of fact, we spoke last week together at an event of AHAM, and it was a pleasure doing that with you. And they're learning so much about the importance, one, of pre-service, getting a lot of stuff out of the way at first, and then improving the patient experience before the patient gets there. They've got a good feeling when they come into the hospital. Mm-hmm. Charlene, a lot of people recognize you as a leader. I guess maybe we could call you, as some of the people call, the Mother Superior of healthcare. But I want to ask you a question. I tend to ask anyone in an interview, how do you lead, or what sets you apart as a leader?
Well, first and foremost, I look at my team. I look at all of us in our patient access area as being a team. And to be a leader of that team, I see myself as a coach.
Yeah, yeah.
So I hope that I'm seen as an empathetic leader, because I have worked in every single position that I now lead. And just that's how I grew from the registrar all the way up into a leadership role.
You did.
And I do allow my team, you know, to manage up. You know, for example, one of my supervisors came into my office one day and was telling me all about these things that were happening. And being the mother so that I am, I'm trying to fix it. You don't have to fix it. And it's like I had like a little light bulb going off. And I appreciated them calling that to my attention, because then I was able to step back and say, what is it that I need to do for you? So when I say manage up, I truly mean that.
Yeah. I have got a something, a sign, actually, it's a picture that says, everyone deserves a good listening to.
And I think
that's really, that's how we should lead. That's how we should treat our patients. They just want to be listened to. Charlene, thank you so much for joining me today. I look forward to making this happen again sometime soon. And thank you for the leadership you provide in our healthcare community.
Well, thank you, John, for the opportunity to talk with you today.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.
All right. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening today, and I look forward to talking again about patient experience.